Hey there, sexy. It's time for Naughty Get to Know 9. The show where you ask me naughty questions, and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions to get to. So I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, KK, okay, every dom I've had has said I'm a chaotic brat. Do you know what that means? Because I honestly have no idea. It sounds like you're probably in a lot of trouble. And probably pretty defiant and constantly getting into trouble. That's what I'm guessing based on that description. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what's your favorite toy to use on yourself? I guess, God, I wish I knew the brand's name. It's a Fleshlight, but it's not like Fleshlight brand. Like, I don't know the name of the variant. I gotta look and find out. When I go look, I'll tell you. But it's basically a Fleshlight. I've had it for a while. I think I've had this one for maybe 6 months. That's typically my toy preference. I'm not a big vibrator person. I prefer to use that on others than on myself. But yeah, typically Fleshlights. Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, can you or will you be doing more ramble fab to ramble fuck audios? Probably. I won't put it past me. Yeah, I think it's more likely. More likely than not. Thanks for the question. Let's see. Alright, Anonymous asks, quick fire round. What gets you off more, audio porn or visual porn? It depends on my mood. But probably visual. Yeah, probably visual. Would you rather leave her with a cream pie or have her swallow? Probably cream pie. Do you prefer edge her or overstim? You know the answer, it's overstim. Overstim for days. Edging is fun and all, but overstim is so much more fun. What feels better when fucking? Using a vibe on her? Or when she's wearing an anal plug? Oh, it's so hard. Anal plug. Yeah, it's the plug. I mean, the vibe's great, but the plug's just better. Thank you for the question. I love these questions. These are great. I really appreciate them. let's see. Anonymous asks, you answered a similar question in episode 18. You mentioned many times over the years that you're a switch, and you display in your audios for so long. When you have the rare moments of submission and tie in the fact that you said you're almost exclusively dominant in general, do you prefer being submissive or dominant when being intimate? That's hard. I think on the whole, I prefer dominant. I think on the whole, I do prefer dominant. But I think on the rare occasions, I do. If you can get me to a submissive state, it's enjoyable. Like, it's not, it's really enjoyable to be able to let go. Like, what's nice about being a switch, I think, is that I understand both sides of the dichotomy, which makes it really easy to relate with the other side and, like, understand the needs. So, yeah, I don't know. I understand the appeal of submission. Like, there's such a freedom in letting go and all that kind of stuff. But I am such a control freak, it's hard for me to let go. I think if I was able to let go more often, I'd be able to be more submissive more often. But I struggle to let go. So I think that's why I'm in control more often. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for the question. I love these kind of questions. All right. Let's see. Nicole asks, hello, Knight. I hope you're having a great day. I am. I was wondering, is wearing glasses during sex uncomfy, or do they start moving around to the point where it takes you out of the mood? So funnily enough, it all depends what I'm doing. If I'm using my face a lot, then yeah, glasses get uncomfy. But if I'm using other parts of my body, then it's not as important. I can wear my glasses through the whole thing. Sometimes I've forgotten I've been wearing glasses. But if I'm eating or out or doing something that requires my face to be more pressed into places, it's better to not wear my glasses then. But yeah. Let's see, there's more to this question. I wear glasses, and I never thought about the logistics of them until I heard you're not safe work audio, where you're taking them off. They're pretty much my main source of vision, since my perspective is like -8, and I don't know how I would feel about my first time being a literal blur. I'm not the biggest fan of contacts, like how they feel, or how I look in them, but maybe I'm willing to invest if needed. Anyways, glasses on, glasses off. Should I invest in the case of emergency glasses break sex contacts for the rare occasion arises? I would definitely say from the female perspective, I would not recommend wearing glasses. Well, it depends on how your partner is, but from my point of view, I would say glasses are at risk of maybe getting broken during sex. I mean, mine as well if I wear them, so I would say you can have glasses on during sex. Just have like a backup pair for after, just in case the sex pair breaks. That's my advice. Because your glasses are very liable to break during sex. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. But yeah, I've had sex with my glasses on and they haven't broken. I've definitely, like this pair that I'm wearing right now has survived many times. So, it's not impossible. You can keep your glasses safe. Thanks for the question, Nicole. I really enjoyed it. Let's see. Kayla asks, "Kay, please help a girl out. So in your not safe for work, when you mentioned that thing that she does with her hips, what are you referring to? Thank you for letting me level up my game king." So the thing that she does with her hips. Well, I mean, it could refer to a few different things, because I am referring to her to like a couple different things. But I think the one I'm primarily talking about is when, so after she's been riding me for like a considerable amount of time, and she knows that I'm getting close. She'll drop her hips all the way down so that she's like flush with me, and then just kind of do a circular motion with her hips where she kind of just rocks herself around in a circle. I don't know how to explain it better than that. And there's just something about the, I don't know, it's just something about the combination of that and just the like, ugh. So yes, that's the thing she does with her hips. It's like, because you're very close to the edge. And like she knows it, and she's not letting you get past the point. That's why she's dropping all the way down, but it still feels really good. Yeah, I don't know how best to explain it other than that, but I hope that definitely helps. Thank you for the question, Kayla. let's see. Cha Cha asks, "What kind of music do you listen to during sex? Favorite artists?" Oh man, I feel like my sex playlists are really eclectic. But like, if I had to think about some like reoccurring names, Party Next Door, Always Never, Drake is probably in there, Kid Cudi. Those are the names that just come off the top of my head. I'd have to go to my Spotify and look and see what like what the playlist is. But yeah, that's definitely like the top of my head. List of artists. Thanks for the question, Chacha. I really appreciate it. Okay, so Lean asks, "How do you prefer your pussies? Bald, trimmed, or natural?" I think my preference is somewhere between bald and trimmed. I have nothing against natural. If you have a natural, I'm all for it. I'll eat natural pussy all day. But if you're asking me like what would my preference be, I'd probably say either bald or trimmed. Trimmed is cute. I've like there's so many cute trimmed hairstyles you can do. Or like, yeah, and bald is always great. So, thanks for the question, Lane. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Are you or did you participate in November?" I did not participate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of value in participating in No Nut November. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I vaguely remember you mentioning that you're into voices or something along the line. That's true, I am. What type of voice do you enjoy the most? Or is it not the particular quality, but instead the cadence of the voice and the way they speak? That's so hard. Like, how do I describe a voice that I like? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like some voices just kind of sound like home, if that makes sense. Like, you hear it and it sounds familiar in, like, the strange way. And there's, like, a soothing quality to it, and you're just, like, kind of drawn to it. I don't know. Like, it's inexplicable. Because a bunch of different voices could all, I can be like, oh yeah, all of them are appealing. But they don't sound the same. Or they don't talk the same, and they're not remotely the same voice. But there's just something inexplicable about all of them. I don't know. I think a person's personality really does come through their voice. All the nuances and all the parts that make us who we are, they are kind of reflected in the way we speak. So just hearing someone speak, you can kind of construct in pieces who they are. I don't know, there's just something really intimate about the human voice, especially if you just like can listen to it unabashedly. I don't know, maybe that's what attracts me to recording audios, is like this like incredibly intimate quality of when you record. Anyway, yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could explain to you what it is in voices that I would find attractive. I can't. I could just tell you when I find a voice attractive. But yeah, I hope I answered your question. Thanks for the question, Anonymous. I think I have time for one more. Just one more. Alright, Anonymous asks, if you haven't done this already, can you take the test on bdsmtest.org and share results? I can, but that's going to be its own separate audio, I think. Because I really want to take my time with that. But with that, that brings us to the end of Naughty Gets a New Night. If you have a naughty question you'd like to ask, there should be a link down below where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. If you have a request, I highly suggest you look over at the request submission line. Over there, you can request whatever audio you like. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sexy.